We're community supported Shine FM.
Hi, this is Angie here at Shine FM, and it's time for our community spotlight. These are things that are going on in and around our listening area that could affect you and your family. Today, our fear not scripture is from Isaiah 41, verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. That's Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, and it's a great segue to what we're going to talk about today. There has been an alarming amount of suicides with our kids, and my friend Dana Fullerton had a personal experience that changed everything for her. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning.
Dana and I went to Africa in 2017, so we got to spend lots of time together.
Yes.
The heat. Well, it wasn't that much heat. It was just dust.
Yes, correct.
A lot of dirt. Well, let's talk about your story and what it is you do. So tell me from the beginning how this all became. I know you just retired, so you're just looking forward to a nice retired life, right?
Yeah, no time for rest.
Yeah.
Well, on March 4th, my family's life changed. My grandson took his life, and of course, that's always devastating. And
how old was he?
He was 12.
12? I can't even imagine it. 12 years old.
No, it's, you know, there's just... No one knows. No one knows why.
No indication?
No.
Nothing.
He was happy-go-lucky. Just everyone in Zanesfield knew who he was, riding around his bicycle, on his bicycle around town. Yeah, sweetheart. No one knows. But it's, you know, such so heartbreaking. And just seeing the devastation through my family and listening to others, it's like, oh, my goodness, this is so...
It's wrong.
It hits everyone. Yeah. It is so everywhere. And it's like, I just started praying. It's like, Lord, is there something I can do? I just had such a drive to do something, some little thing.
Yeah.
And so I just kept praying. It's like, Lord, if you want me to do something, show me. And so it was probably a month or so later, the group of my Weaving Grace ladies, we went to a ministry meeting, and they showed this video of this lady. Her name is Amy Wolf. She started this movement out in Newburgh, Oregon, and it's called Don't Give Up Signs. Her website is don'tgiveupsigns.com. And she just explained how she was talking with a friend one day, and they were discussing the suicide statistics and how it's just so rampant. And she decided to move forward on a thought she had a few years previous of just putting some positive comments or positive slogans on yard signs and just putting them out and just to give encouragement. And so she said one day her two little daughters and her husband just went out and planted out 20 signs.
Wow.
And immediately started getting comments and saying, hey, I think you're the one that put those out. Thank you. And things like that. And it's like, when I saw the video, it's like, you know what? I think I can do that.
Yeah.
It's simple. It's doable. It brings people together. And it just, with a black and white sign that has something simple on it, it can still hit your heart when you need it.
Yeah.
And I just prayed to God. It's like, you know, I'm just going to put feelers out there, put a few posts on Facebook, and everybody started commenting. It's like, okay, I'm just going to keep moving forward with it. And people kept coming, and I said, you know, keep opening doors. I'll keep going. And it's going.
So much for retirement.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, this is really changing the face of our county.
Yes.
And I would love to see other counties get involved with this as well.
Yes. Yes. I've actually been approached by Hardin County.
Oh, fantastic.
So that's next step.
Oh, wow. You're going to have your own website here in no time.
I don't know.
All right. So we're going to take a break and listen to a couple of songs. When we come back, I want you to talk about what you've done so far.
Okay.
The reaction. Mm-hmm. And then how people can get involved in the next event.
Sounds good.
So my community spotlight today is with Dana Fullerton. She's with the Don't Give Up movement that's happening right here in Logan County. And we're going to continue this conversation in just a few moments. This morning, we're doing our community spotlight, and Dana Fullerton is my guest today. Dana has had some things happen in her life, as she explained a few minutes ago, the tragic loss of her grandson to suicide. And so she decided to take action. She started this great group on Facebook called Don't Give Up Team. And my goodness, you guys have been doing a lot of stuff over the last couple of months. Tell me what you've been doing.
Well, we've been a little busy. Yeah, I had no clue what would happen. I, you know, like I said, I just turned it to the Lord and said, I'll keep moving forward until you close the door. So like I say, the first thing I did is I reached out through Facebook and found people are interested. You know, they have their own personal stories, whether it be, you know, suicide or depression or whatever. And you know, there's people that are hurting and wanted to be involved to be able to figure out how to help others. And
when we think about the kids as young as 11 and 12 years old that think about and actually take action on suicide, it blows my mind. And I sit there and I think, my goodness, we need to do something, which is why that I've actually joined you out at these things. It's like, no, we need to do something.
Right.
So tell me what you've been doing.
Well, like just on what you said is you don't think about the little kids. It's like, oh, they don't think that way. But we're learning. Evidently, they are.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I pulled my people together, or my people.
They're your people.
the people that were interested, and I said, okay, hey, I don't know what I'm doing. What should we do? And I wasn't thinking at the time. It's like, well, it's almost the end of school time. So I was like, oh, I wanted to do a kickoff. So that's what we did. We went to the last day of school with all of our county schools, and we had a sign rally. And it just so happened, the first one happened to be Ben Logan, where my grandson went, where Tristan went. And it was, wow, touching. So we just, on the first day, we went out there, had a handful of people. We just went out there as the kids were leaving school, held up our signs, and it was so heartwarming. And I think it affected them. We would get, you know, high fives and saying, yeah, I won't give up. And because that's what our signs say. They say, you know, don't give up. You're worthy of love. You matter. Things like that.
Yeah. Things that they need to remember.
Exactly. And they're easy to read. They stick in your heart. And it's awesome. So we started with Ben Logan, and we managed to hit all of Logan County local schools on their last day. It was just a blast with all the buses honking by or cars, whatever. So that's how we got started. And so now moving forward. Not only I've been kind of, me and my friends are busy, staking signs out in people's yards. I have a list of names that people want them in their yards.
I have seen some on Route 68, as a matter of fact.
Yes. So it's amazing. I mean, within 24 hours, we get comments that, oh, thank you for putting that out. It really meant something. So that's like, that's what it's about. We want it to cheer somebody up.
And you've had notes from kids as well, right?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
It was when Ben Logan, I did happen to give them some bracelets too that say you matter. And the one girl posted a picture of a bracelet saying, you know, I haven't left taking this off. You know, I was a friend of Tristan and it really means a lot to me. But not necessarily, you know, doesn't have to be about him. It's just giving them encouragement that, you know, there are other people here.
Yeah.
Life is rough, but we're here for you.
I like this little note that you have on your Facebook page that somebody wrote and said, I really needed those words today.
Exactly.
You could have saved a life just in that.
You know, if that happens, that's all. It's worth everything.
It's worth it. Yeah.
It's worth everything. So
tell me about what's next.
Okay. What's next is right now on our books, we have June 21st. We will be downtown Bell Fountain.
That's a Friday night.
That is a Friday night.
Okay.
We'll be collecting together around 6-ish. And basically, I said, if two qualifications, if you can stand or sit, if you can hold a sign or lean it against your legs.
There you go.
And we're just going to stand there, smile, hold the signs, give encouragement. If someone comes up and talks to us, we'll talk, you know?
Nothing else but to let people know they matter.
We're here. Yes.
We know that it's happening with our kids, but adults are affected by this too. And everybody needs to know that they are worthy of love.
Exactly.
And you are doing that by standing out there in the street, holding a sign saying, we love you.
Exactly.
And you're not alone.
Right.
And I love that I love this one. Your mistakes don't define you.
Yes.
How many of us need to hear that?
Exactly. Because it weighs like a weight on your shoulders. It's like, oh, you just can't get through it. But it's like, yes, you can.
I told my kids, I can't tell you how many times when they were teenagers, listen, it gets better. It gets better.
Yes.
I mean, high school and middle school is so rough, but it gets better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is just a small blip. Like, don't give up.
Right.
And so I love this. I love what you're doing. I'm unfortunately going to be out of town that night, but man, I would really encourage people to come out. It's as easy as holding a sign.
Exactly.
And there's two things
two
on
sides,
the back.
Two
and,
sides,
because
yes.
I've been out there and I've done this with you. And and if you want a yard sign, that can all be done through you. Mm-hmm. How can people get in touch with you on Facebook?
Okay. I encourage you to join our team page, group, whatever you call it. It's called Don't Give Up Team. Just click on that and ask to join.
Now, Amy, the one who started this nationally, she has a Facebook page, but you want to find the Don't Give Up Team.
Team, yes.
That shows it's a public group.
It's what, we're doing locally.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, yes. Or you can just private message me through Facebook, too.
Okay.
That's fine also.
They'll know when they're on the right page because there's a picture of the Indian Lake Liquor Stadium behind
you. That's right.
They're not going to miss that one. And if you guys want to get involved in this downtown event, there's also an event page, Bell Fountain Downtown Don't Give Up Sign Rally. I know that's a lot, but you'll be able to find it through this group as well.
Yes.
Or you can call us here at the station. Friends, it doesn't cost you anything. Get your kids involved. We had all ages out there holding signs before. And so it's going on from 6 to 7:30, and you holding a sign could save someone's life.
Yes. Just having a face with it.
Yeah,
saying,
and smiling.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. I mean what I'm holding here. You know, I mean what I'm saying on this sign. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I love what you're doing, Dana. Mm-hmm. I just pray God blesses you in huge ways.
Thank you.
Welcome to retirement.
Well, I probably won't last, but that's okay. Thank you.
If you guys need more information, just call us here at the station, 937-593-8890.
Community supported. Shine FM.